You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sound advice this week begins with birds and it finishes with kings. Capital Public Radio's classical host Cale Wiggins joins me in the studio. Now that sounds intriguing. Welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you, Beth. It's always a pleasure to be here.
I said your first artist sounds a little bit like an Italian pasta name.
Respighi, it does. And for all I know, it very well could be. There are many minor variations in different localities, I'm sure.
Okay, but the birds. Where are we going to begin with the birds?
Well, Respighi himself was someone who had quite a bit of success with neoclassical works, in which his most famous being the Ancient Airs and Dances suites, in which he took music from the 16th century and the 15th century and recast it. And he did something very similar with the birds. He took music from some of his favorite classical era and late Baroque era composers. And then he took transcriptions of birdsong, because Odorino Respighi absolutely adored birdsong. And so he actually transcribed it and managed to work some of these transcriptions of birdsong into his work about these different particular birds. And we're going to start with a selection of his that is called The Hen. And this is based on a piece by Jean-Philippe Rameau.
Yeah. Moving around the yard.
It's a piece that's clucking from the very first note.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And again, that is based on a Jean-Philippe Rameau work.
By the way, I learned something interesting. If you say Respighi, you have to say whether you're talking about the husband or the wife, because this was a couple of composers,
right,
wasn't
right.
it?
It was.
And that was unusual.
It was extremely unusual. It was not unusual for there to be musical couples, but let's face it, female composers at that time were something of a novelty. Not that they were unable or incapable.
No, but with
they weren't
fame
allowed
and to be celebrated.
Yes. Fanny Mendelssohn would be another individual from that era that kind of fits into that mold. And she was more famous herself as a pianist than a composer.
So just by chance, do you have another bird?
I do have another bird. And this one I really like. This is the Nightingale. And this is based on an old German folk song. And you really can hear, this is the one where I worked very hard to hear the bird song, and you can hear it poking through. There are a few little chirps and trills, and it really is a beautiful piece that captures the feeling and the essence of what we think of when we think of nightingales as much as anything else. Let's listen.
I'll spell Respighi, R-E-S-P-I-G-H-I.
It's that H that gets you, isn't it?
The H. All right, we're going to move on to some vocals.
Yes, we have a debut album by a young tenor who is an emerging talent. His name's Kyle Bielefeld, and he's got an album called Stopping By that has been released on Delos Records, and it mostly features a lot of art songs. But I've chosen a couple of pieces that really fall more under the rubric of classic Americana.
Okay.
And the first work we'll hear is a piece by none other than Leonard Bernstein. And it was written for a musical that was never actually staged. And it's just a lovely, wistful piece of music. This is Leonard Bernstein's Spring Will Come Again.
Spring will come again. resting in the hollow once again we'll know all we know that after winter comes spring.
What do you think of his voice?
I really like his voice. And what's funny is I'm not always particularly enthusiastic about tenors. But it's just he's got a welcoming voice, and he has chosen songs well for this because, for me, Wistful works really well in the tenor mode. What is the typical tenor song is Oh Danny Boy.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It does work very well, and he's got a very welcoming presence and a very clear tone.
Do you have another one?
I do. This is from Stephen Foster, who was the original American composer, the first to try to make a living off of it, the first to fail to make a living off of it, but he sure left a legacy. And this is a piece called Gentle Annie.
Thou wilt come, O more gentle Annie, like a flower thy spirit did depart. Thou art gone, alas, like the many that have bloomed in the summer of my heart. Shall we never more behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain.
Well, definitely the soul spirit of a Danny Boy style song.
Yes, and that was Kyle Beelfield, again, his debut album as a tenor.
You are listening to Capital Public Radio's Classical Morning host, Cale Wiggins, in this week's Sound Advice. How about a little Ellington?
Yes, Duke Ellington. He's a guy, he's kind of like a negative image of George Gershwin, in that Gershwin was more a classical guy who dabbled in jazz, whereas Ellington was definitely more a jazz guy whose composition rose to a level of sophistication that kind of equaled a lot of classical composition. And this is a suite of music from his Black, Brown, and Beige suite, which was a grand sweeping view of the African-American experience. And Brown is a piece that celebrated the African-Americans that served in the Civil War as well as World War I and World War II. And we'll hear part of that now.
And that's from a new release?
Yes, it's a new release on Naxos, part of their American Classics series.
Okay.
And so it can be hard to find a good recording of Black, Brown, and Beige, and so this is a much-needed release. And this album also features a number of other pieces by Ellington that are kind of hard to find. We're going to finish today with a piece from his Three Black Kings ballet.
Mm.
And this is actually the last composition he wrote. It was left unfinished when he died, and his son Mercer Ellington had to help finish it. And he started with the idea of writing a dirge for Martin Luther King. And it is very positive for something that is labeled a dirge. And it's titled Martin Luther King.
Thank you.
That is Three Black Kings, Martin Luther King, and Cale. Thank you so much for this week's Sound Advice.
Happy to be here, Beth.
There's more music online, and that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our senior producer is Jen Picard, our producer James Morrison. We had help today from Cody Drabble and Annie Chernick. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.